Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Steve Dan, bringing us back. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. He's the galactic guru at business planning, the founder of Palo Alto Software, timberry.com. Go to his website and follow him. You'll thank me later. Tim, thanks again for being here. Let's change topics and talk about your intellectual property, your idea. Right? You're so proud of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much trouble should we go to protect it?
Well, let's start, Jim, with the real truth that your idea isn't intellectual property. Your patent might be, or your trademark, or your copyright might be, but your idea isn't. And we live in a world in which a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs are constantly talking about, how do I protect my idea? And they should. I'm not saying they shouldn't. But our world also encourages copying everywhere. So I find myself needing to help people through this, that, yeah, you do your homework. Yeah, if you can get a patent, you patent it. But you, from the outset, you realize that your good ideas are going to get copied. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. If nobody copies it, it isn't that good of an idea.
That's right. That's right. And there is a balance, though. There is something you have to pay attention to because for example, you know, I've trademarked The Age of the Customer. Now, other people use that in lower caps, and that's great because it makes people think about, you know, the idea of The Age of the Customer. But there were some people who decided to use it in upper caps and claim it for themselves. And I had to have a word with them about that. And successfully did have a word with him. So you do have to know how far, what do you protect, what do you defend, and what do you just let go and let it fly into the public domain, right?
And expect the good ideas will be copied, and you have to run your business so you're ahead of that. And I have an obvious one for where people. We all know that movies get copied, books get copied, TV shows get copied. But business ideas get copied. And how about this? It was 1998 when Volkswagen brought out the new Beetle that looked like the old Beetle. It was commercially successful.
Right.
2001, BMW owns Cooper Manufacturing
Mini Cooper,
Limited,
yeah.
Cooper
mm-hmm.
something. And BMW brings out the Mini Cooper, which is the same idea.
Uh-huh.
That's the same thing.
Right.
In 2007... Fiat comes out with a Fiat 500, which is once again the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't copyright it. They couldn't trademark it.
Right.
They couldn't patent it. They just had to stay in the market and stay ahead. And the same thing is happening with all of our businesses, whether it's the restaurant on the corner or, you know, sushi became popular, so other people came in. Thai became popular, so other people came in. It's going to happen, and you can only obsess about it so much.
Right.
You have to just stay ahead and do your own thing better and go crazy about it.
One of the things that I try to do, though, is I try to encourage people, if there's an idea that you find that you know that someone else authored or it's their idea, I think you get a lot more credit for quoting smart people than you do acting like that was your smart idea. I like quoting smart people. I'd rather if I see something I want to take forward in my stuff. I do everything I can to find out who wrote that because I want to give them credit because I think that makes me look smarter.
Yeah, well, and I think you talk about ethics and the way ideas work. Yes, but in fact, it doesn't always happen, does it?
No, that's right.
And you can't copyright and protect the title of a book. I just noticed the other day I brought out my book called Lean Business Planning in August of 2015. I was on Amazon the other day, and there is now, as of a month ago, another book with exactly that same title.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with it.
Well, you could possibly have trademarked Lean Business Planning as I trademarked The Age of the Customer.
I suspect that The Age of the Customer is enough that you can.
It might be unique enough.
My attorney looked at Lean Business Planning, uh-huh. and that's too generic.
But that's the thing you have to decide.
Yeah.
But the main thing is in this age without editors, and see, this is one of the problems we have right now, Tim, is you don't have everybody's not only an author, everybody's a publisher now. They're their own editors. And in an age where editors are very, very, very rare, it's incumbent upon each one of us, if we're responsible for doing our own, for making sure that we're not plagiarizing anybody else.
Well, and then there are businesses. Now, with Palo Alto Software, in the early years of Business Plan Pro, mm-hmm. we had people, some of them with a lot of money. There was one venture financed by IBM, another by Canon, that was copying the taglines and re-engineering the software. Mm-hmm. And you just have to keep coming out with new versions and mm-hmm. being better. But that copying that frustrated us so also taught us that there aren't laws against that. The kind of copying that you get with Volkswagen, Fiat, and Mini Cooper.
But there are some things. This is where you need to have an intellectual property attorney handy. There are some things that you can and should protect and defend.
Yeah. I agree with that.
You gotta do, and we've talked about that many times on the show. We come back, so you're a small business owner, like me, but are you unemployable now? We're going to talk about that after these messages with our good friend Tim Berry. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.